Blog Talk Radio.
Angelique Lawrence with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a labor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Amen. And for you, listen, I need you all to follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Amen. If you're listening to us, amen, live, or if you're listening to us for past episodes, go down to the comments. Put your comments and questions there. Amen. Also, hallelujah, we want to start partnering with other Blog Talk Radios so we can connect and we can join together. Amen. And start helping each other promote each other's shows. Amen. If we think that we're going the same way. Amen. So go get your pen, your paper, and your Bible. Amen. And while you're doing that, amen, we've been talking about this is a new season. God works in season, not in years, amen. And so we're walking into a new season, hallelujah. And I want you to be on a page where God is pouring out blessings upon you. So I want you to start giving, hallelujah. Give what you can, amen. Jesus, hallelujah, God so loved the world that he gave. And so God is saying, I've been saying this for every show, and I know you're like, every time we get together, you say that. But the importance of giving, it not only helps others, it blesses you. Amen. It's a reciprocal blessing. You bless someone and God blesses you. Amen. Whether it be your not just your money or your material things, your times, a kind word. Give a kind word. Speak life into somebody's life. You just don't know how much that will bless somebody. Amen. So by now you should have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let's start off with a prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness on this day, Lord God. We know this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in and have your way, Lord God. Touch our minds and touch our hearts right now. Touch every situation and touch every circumstance, Lord God. We understand it's not by our own might or power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord God. So we ask you to move by your Spirit on today, Lord God. Let the word of God, which is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword, Lord God, penetrate our heart, penetrate our minds, Lord God, that you may get the glory out of our lives, Lord God. Edify us through your word. Heal us through your word, Lord God. Deliver us through your word on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, you stretch out. Hallelujah. You move right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just bless you. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. Thank you for joining us here on Truth Finders today. Amen. And I want to remind you of our last show that we did. Amen. The last show we had was Stand. We talked about standing. I think it was the 7 steps to standing. Amen. And the Holy Spirit had told me, and you're going to hear me say this also on that show, that a lot of us are in a place where we're just holding on. But God wants us to stand. We should be flat foot, standing and abounding in the things of God. And God said a lot of times we don't know how to stand. So the Holy Spirit told us, fellow truth finders, how to stand, what we need to do to be able to stand in this season, amen. So when everything passes over, we're still standing, amen. I admonish you to go back and listen to that episode of Stand. It is going to bless you. Amen. But on today, we're going to talk about obtaining God's blessings. Obtaining God's blessings. And we're going to start at Deuteronomy 28, chapter 1 through 14. Very familiar if you've been in church for a while. You've heard this a lot of times. Amen. But I want to tell you how to obtain God's blessings. Amen. And let me read that for you. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed should thou be in the city, and blessed should thou be in the field. Blessed should thou the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against, hallelujah, thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest thy hands unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy father to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And so God, hallelujah, told Moses to tell the people they're blessed. How do you be blessed? He said, hearken to the voice of the Lord. Let's first find out what is a blessing. One thing I found is in this dispensation, especially in the 90s, we had a lot of preaching on prosperity. But it's prosperity without understanding. Blessings are not almost materialistic. But let's explain what a blessing is. One, a blessing is divine gifts causing our works to succeed. Deuteronomy 28 and 12, and we just read it, and it said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. When we look at treasure here, we're looking at his storehouse. That's all, his word, his revelation of who he is, and the heavens to give the rain unto the land in the season, and to bless all the works of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. So that scripture alone says so much. A blessing is a gift to do the work to succeed, for you to be able to be effective in the things of God. That's a blessing. I know a lot of us, when we're doing the things of God and we're doing what God called us to do, we have a fulfilled life. We have a peace that surpasses all understanding because we're doing what God called us to do. So when we look at the definition of a blessing, first, divine gifts causing our works to succeed. Everything we put our hand to is blessed when we do it unto the Lord. Amen. A second part of what a blessing is God's presence with us. And let's look at Genesis 26 and 3. Genesis 26 and 3 says this. And let me get over there. Amen. Sojourn in the land, I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. So the second part of what blessing truly is God's presence with you. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, the God that is with you. When you're in a place where God is with you, people around you know it and you know it. Amen. When we say we have a blessed life, it's a life of peace. Hallelujah. It's a life that you have no worries because you feel the presence of God. You know he's in your life. You know, hallelujah, that he is your paracletos, the one that's always walking with you. So that's when we look at blessings, that's another part of what a blessing actually is. Amen. The third part of what a blessing is, God giving us strength, power, and help. Amen. Ephesians 3 and 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 says that the that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. When we look at the blessings of God, it's being strengthened. When you know that you're blessed, you know that when you get to a point that you're weary or you get to a point where you don't think you can go on, the blessings of God with him being in your life, he strengthens you. He girds you up. Hallelujah. Like he talks about in Isaiah, he will gird you up like wings of an eagle that you may run and not be weary, walk and not faint. So that is what a blessing is. Amen. And the fourth part of what a blessing is God working, hallelujah, through us to produce good. Let's look at Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says this: being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we looked at living a blessed life. It's knowing that God is producing good works in your life. As you progress in the things of God, as you go on in the things of God, hallelujah, every time you see, you go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. You see God manifestations even more and the more and the more in your life. That's what a blessing is. Amen. Let's look at James 5 and 13. I know I'm going through this kind of fast, saints, but I want to be able to finish it for you. But right now we're talking about the blessing. What a blessing is. What blessing is. And it's not, like I said, I don't think a lot of times we've actually got the full definition of what a blessing is, because the world sees a blessing as materialistic. But to us, it's so much more than that. When we look at, hallelujah, when we look at the Bible and God talks about it's the Lord that gives us power to get wealth, wealth contains not just money, materialistic things, but it's a peace and a joy and all those things that come with it, amen. So the fourth part, we were looking at God's working in through us to produce good, James 5, 13 and 16. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayers of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Powerful scripture. I quote it all the time. Amen. That's being blessed. Being able to have someone come to you. Hallelujah. And you pray from them. Hallelujah. And they are healed. So you're able to be prayed for somebody. They're delivered. Hallelujah. And you pray for somebody and they get set free. That's what he's saying. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Someone who's blessed. Someone who's walking upright in God. Someone who has a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when we look at the definition of blessing, that's what a blessing is. We didn't want to say it was materialistic things, but the God is so good, hallelujah, as you prosper spiritually, naturally he'll bless you, amen? If you love on God and understand what a blessing truly is, hallelujah, as you walk with God, everything, hallelujah, your heart's desires, you delight yourself in the Lord, like Psalms say, God will start to give you that heart's desire, and you will have no want, no lack in your life, amen? God's blessings are conditional, though, and we have to know that. God, people must make a choice, either blessings through obedience or curses through disobedience. If you read the remainder of Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting at verse 15, you'll see if you don't do what God tells you, hallelujah, then there are some curses, hallelujah. It's the flip side of a blessing. It's an actual curse. And have you ever met people or even in your life that nothing seems to go right? Everything goes wrong. Every time it looks like they're going ahead, take one step forward, it seems like they're taking two steps back. And so that is, they're not living that blessed life because, hallelujah, there's conditions with living that blessed life. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. And it says this: if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so when you want to live a blessed life, a lot of times people say, I don't understand why my life is always going wrong. I don't understand why bad things always happen to me. But you need to go back and check your relationship with the Lord and Savior. Your relationship, what did God tell you? Hallelujah. Did God tell you to do something? Amen. Were you obedient to his word? The day that you heard his voice, did you harden your heart? Did you turn your back on God? Did you make God a vow and break it? Amen. Jeremiah 17:5. Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 and 7. 5 says this. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Is. And so when you go back, you ask yourself, why am I not living a blessed life? Are you putting all your confidence in flesh? God already told us all flesh is grass. Hallelujah. He said, don't put no confidence in him. Even in Psalms, he said, don't put your trust in chariots. Don't put your trust in the government. Don't put your trust in what's going on around you. You can't put no trust in your job, your spouse, your family members. That's not who you trust. God said, if you trust me with your whole heart, hallelujah, and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge you, he shall direct your path. And as you trust God, as you lean on God, as you depend on God, as you get in his presence, as he talks about in Psalms 91, he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you get in that place, when you get in that fellowship with God, hallelujah, that's who you put all your trust in. And if you're living a life that it seems like nothing ever goes right, go back and ask yourself, am I being obedient to God's word? Am I doing everything God told me to do? Am I trusting man more than I'm trusting God? Am I trusting the pastor more than I'm trusting God? Am I showing up for church for a social gathering? Or am I going to really seek the face of God? God told you, it's time for you to seek his face and not just his hand. When we look at, like we talked about earlier, about that prosperity, those prosperity preaching, when people think, if I just serve God, he's going to give me everything I want. But like my pastor always said, which is so true, God is not Santa Claus. Hallelujah. If you seek God's face, if you seek his presence, if you seek a fellowship with him as a true friend, all God wants in your life for you to be his people and he be your God. Life will get so much easier when we stop trying to work it out ourselves, hallelujah, and stop trying to figure it out and let God work it out. And so when we live a blessed life, it's really a surrendered life. God says in Psalms, hallelujah, he said, God enjoys the death of his saints. What is God saying? He said, surrender. Just let go. Die to what you think you should be doing. Die to what you your way of doing things. And come into the kingdom of God, which is God's way of doing things. That's what Jesus means, that the kingdom of God is at hand. God's way of doing things. Resting in the Lord. He said his yoke is easy, his burden is light. Hallelujah. When you live, excuse me, when you live a blessed life, life is so much easier. Give me 1 second. I'm going to have a little cough there. Hallelujah. When you live a blessed life, when you live a blessed life, saints, life is so easy for you. I'm not saying everything is not going to have trials and tribulations. But what's going to happen is your trust is always going to be in God, amen? How do we get God's blessings? For one, we must always look to Jesus for his blessings on our ministry, work, and family. Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. I'm sorry, saints, but I seem to have something in my throat today. Hebrews 12:2. And I know some of us have heard this quite a bit, especially if you're in a teaching ministry, amen. Hebrews 12:2 says this, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For you to obtain the blessings of God, You first have to put your confidence in Jesus Christ. There's no other name. Hallelujah. The Bible said, Philippians said, there's no other name that man should be saved but simply at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your confidence has to be in him. Your joy has to be in you. He's the one who died for you. He's the one who stretched out and let them, hallelujah, put nails in his arms, in his hands, and in his feet. He's the one that let them put a thorn, a crown on his head. He's the one who, hallelujah, stretched out on the cross and died. And it said, for the joy that you may be healed, that you may be delivered, that you may be set free, and that you may have the opportunity to get back to your Father and actually live the blessed life that he talked about in Deuteronomy 28. So for you to obtain it, you got to trust God. You got to be in Jesus Christ. You have to believe in him. Look to him for everything. You got to get focused. You got to get, hallelujah, you got to get keep your mind, like the old song said, you got to wake up each morning with your mind just stayed on Jesus. Understanding that he's the author and finisher of your faith. Ain't nothing, hallelujah, more important than Jesus Christ being Lord and Savior in your life. That's how you live the blessed life. And I'm not saying a religious, hallelujah, ritualistic type of life, but I'm saying a love, hallelujah, a love for Jesus Christ. Understand who he is, hallelujah. How do I understand who Jesus Christ is? Reading his word, amen. John, St. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is the heart expressed through words. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. How Jesus is the word of God. And so for you to get to know him, you have to know his word, saints. You got to understand who he is. Hallelujah. So for one, you have to know Jesus Christ to get the blessings from God. Two, you must believe in, love, and obey him. John 14 and 15. St. John chapter 14, verse 15. Let's get over there. I'm so sorry. St. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Simple as that. That goes back to what Deuteronomy 28 said. If you keep my commandments, then you'll be blessed. What does he mean by keep my commandments? What does the word of God say? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Seems simple, doesn't it? But if you start there, if you start in that place where you just love the Lord your God, you won't want to disappoint him. So those things, hallelujah, that's not like God, those things that come up in your flesh that try to oppose God, you will be able to defeat them in your life because you just love God. When the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear, it's the perfect love of Christ Jesus. You truly, perfectly love God. You walk in no fear. You walk in no doubt. You walk in no unbelief. That's how you get the blessings of God. It's an assurance of who he is, not just of what he does, but who he is, not just the things he's giving you, hallelujah, but it's actually a relationship where he's loving on you and you're loving on him. And as you love on him and he love on you, you'll be able to love on someone else. And that's what God talks about when he tells you to go on the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. And how will they know you? Hallelujah. By your love. You have to love God. You have to love Jesus Christ to be able to love someone else the same way. If not, you'll never be effective in the things of God, and you'll never truly be able to walk in the full blessings of the Lord. Amen. A third way, hallelujah, that you get God's blessing, you must remove everything out of our lives that will hinder the blessings. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 1. Hebrews 12 and 1. Let's get over there, saints. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which was so easy beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. A lot of times we love God, but we hold on to people. We hold on to things that are not like God. We hold on to situation and circumstances that we know not God. Amen. And God said, the only way for you to obtain that blessing, you got to let that stuff go. You got to open up your hand and give it to God. You can't drag anybody in. You have to throw Jonah overboard. Hallelujah. You have to get rid of the weights in your life so God can bless you. Let's look at Abraham. When Abraham, God blessed Abraham and told him to go out to the land, he did not tell him to bring Lot with him. Amen. And he went out into the land and he brought Lot with him. And then they began to have strife with each other. And his herdsmen started to fight with the other herdsmen. Amen. And God said, wait, I'm going to have to remove him out of your life. I can't. Soon as Lot left, God started revealing the blessings that he had for him. When he left, he changed his name to Abraham from Abram and said, with blessings, I'm going to bless you. I'm multiplying, I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this land. But I can't do that if you get rid of those people in your life, hallelujah, that I didn't put there. Hallelujah. That I can't bless you, hallelujah. I can't multiply you. I can't take you to that next place if you're holding on to things or people that is going to block the blessings when I give it to you, or going to be able to sift those blessings away from you. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. God will not have to be mocked. Hallelujah. Whatever a man reap, that he shall sow. So he can't be in a place where he, hallelujah, is giving you and blessing you, and then turn around, someone else is on board with you, and they're sifting it out. Then people won't see the blessings. God blesses us that he may get the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. And God is not going to give you the blessings to let you live a blessed life so someone else can embezzle it. Hallelujah. Someone can swindle it from you. That's why a lot of times God tried to separate from you. That man left, you got a divorce, and you feel bad about it, but God couldn't bless you until he left. I know so many people after God, they were so tore up over those divorces, but I tell you, as soon as that person left, God started to pour out blessings upon blessings. Their life started to get so much better, and they understand now why God had to separate them, why God had to get rid of that person out of their life so he can bless them. Those persons, hallelujah, as we loved with our whole heart, hallelujah, meant us no good. They could not receive what God was going to give to us. And later on down the line, they would have hindered the blessings that God was trying to give you. Amen? One thing you have to understand, God's blessings may not be equated with personal material gain or the absence of suffering in our lives. And we've talked about it a couple of times on today. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Let's get over there, Saints. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. When you live in a blessed life, that doesn't mean you won't suffer anything. But what's going to happen is you'll be able to get through the suffering with a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Don't let no one think once you get into Christ Jesus that everything's going to be rosy. He never promised us that everything was going to be good. If everything is good, then you won't know what he brings you out. If it's always sunny, hallelujah, you won't ever you'll start not to appreciate the sun. Amen. But when God, hallelujah, Jesus, when God takes you to a place, hallelujah, that you suffer some things, hallelujah, that you may know him, hallelujah. It's in your suffering that you pray more. In your suffering is when you fast. In your suffering is when you get closer, you draw nigh to God. And that's what he said. That's a blessed place. Don't think that you're not blessed because you're going through a thing. Just like Job, he was still blessed because he still suffered, but he still depended on God. Amen. Let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4. Back to James, saints. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into adverse temptations. Amen. Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When you live a blessed life, you're going to go through some things. But understand this, God is working the will and the do for his good pleasure in your life. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining me on today on Truth Finders. I thank you all. Amen. If you don't have a church home, you can always visit us at Heart of the Lamb Ministry, located at 235 East 79th Street on the south side of Chicago. Amen. I want to say God bless you, and remember this, it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.